time the last liberation, end of the suffer, beginning of good things to come. Time of the sweet celebration, the debut excitement, knowing that your work is done. Time that moment in time when time's no longer and life will be forever lived. Time the fresh falling rain, soaking the heart of which to you we freely give.
Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of January the 26th. Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. We are doing our best to do like Jesus Yahushua and give advice to the international community. Black people are not going to be free until brown, red, yellow, and white are free. Brown, the same. Yellow, the same. Red, the same. White, the same. None of us are going to be totally free until we all are free. Until we learn what Yahushua is teaching us, that we have to overcome all of the divisions. We have to overcome all of the hatreds. We have to begin to cease listening to the leaders of the Democrat and Republican Party who do nothing but divide us and cause us to think that either of these political parties are working for the benefit of poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white, when they are not. There are some within the party who love the masses of the people. But those elites who run the parties, Democrat and Republican, at the behest of the wicked ruling class, ruling families, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, to divide us against ourselves, to hate a Democrat or to hate a Republican and destroy one another and hate one another. And once again, the wicked ruling class and families continue to rule. That day must be over. When they weep and mourn, that will mean that their system that they love is over and done. The fall of Rome then, the fall of this empire today, is joy to the poor working class masses of people, because no longer will we be poor and so-called working class and oppressed. We will be all free as human beings and gods and goddesses on this earth. And so unto him that smiteth thee, look at how Al-Qaeda killing each other, killing people. Look at how, if you look at the military of Syria, killing Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. Look at how men and women from America in the military going overseas, killing people. Look at how Democrats and Republicans fighting and arguing and squawking against one another. This word strike, is it strike that I'm looking at? When unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer the other also. Smiteth is defined as strike and beat and smite and whip by the fist and the hand. So what we're talking about is that, sisters and brothers of the poor working class masses have been turned on each other. And when we stand up and preach like we're preaching, many times they'll be sent among us. Those who don't understand will be sent among us by the wicked ruling class and families to administer harm to us. And so we see that We have been turned on each other. Yahshua wants that we understand how the system turns us on each other and causes us to inflict harm. Husbands and wives fighting against each other because of economic hardship when they both had living wage job, had money for the babysitter, had money for the daycare, had money for home, had money for car, could go on a nice vacation, everything cool. But now, hardship, destruction of living wage job by the wicked ruling class and families, to take advantage of slave wage, low wage labor all over the earth, in Africa, Asia, Central, South America, Mexico, Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in Haiti. So now the man and woman, husband and wife, fighting, arguing, hating, abusing, destroying. Now someone is fatally wounded. Paramedics have to be called. What's the remedy? Understand why we are in this condition. Stop abusing each other, destroying each other. We are not the problem. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We are not the problem. Poor working class, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, Rastafari, atheist, communist, socialist, agnostic. We are not the problem. Poor working class masses of people. The problem is that which has been created by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So smite thee on one cheek. The word cheek, jaw, jawbone. This is saying, and the word, this is not, now this is interesting. I have to remember to see and document the part of speech that is the word that I'm looking at. This word jawbone is a feminine noun. Sisters and brothers, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 4600, Siagon. Siagon.
Siagon, Greek side, 4600, Siagon is a feminine noun. This word is defined as jawbone. And so is making us to think about abuse of women. Jesus, his words were originally written in Aramaic. Aramaic is a derivative of the African Hebrew. African Aramaic, a derivative of the African Hebrew. Aramaic, African Aramaic, mother, father, language of the African Arabic, derivative of the African Hebrew. African Hebrew, mother, father, language of African Aramaic and African Arabic. His words, Yahushua's words, translated into the Greek language. So the Dr. Luke purposefully translated this word into the feminine. Let's hear the pronunciation again, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G, 4600, Siagon. Siagon.
This word is feminine. It's the word for jaw and jawbone, making me to say again, abuse of women, abuse of girls. Some are so upset at the abuse of women in America's military, and they forget that the men in the military go all, not all of them, but too many of them go all over the earth and abuse women in Africa, abuse women in the Middle East, abuse women in Asia, abuse women in Central and South America, rape women, destroy women. Remember what we said about Japan. They are sick and tired of America's military men abusing Japanese women. So you allow that to go on for all these years. It's a war tactic. Kill the men, abuse and destroy the women, and you have the children in the palm of your hand and can control the children, manipulate them to do what they want you to do. So you allow that, foster that, teach that, implement that for years and years and years and years all over the earth, and you expect women in the military to go scot-free 100% of such abuse when you allowed it, manufactured it, grew it, created it within the construct of the military to purposefully abuse women outside of Europe and outside of America in so-called third world countries? Do we not remember the abuses suffered by the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere who were originally African people who traveled the earth long time ago, who were the first to populate everywhere on the planet Earth? These were black African women who suffered abuse at the hands of the colonizer from Europe, and also the red woman, who are Asiatic, suffered abuses from the colonizer from Europe. Did not the black women who came during the time of slavery, 1555 AD, did not black women, African women, suffer abuses, and girls abuses under slavery? And so now you're surprised that women in today's military are suffering rapes and abuses, and there is a silence among leadership, a protection among leadership. Look at even the Catholic Church abusing boys and girls, not all, too many, whatever the number is, too many. And then the leadership working to protect the priests from being persecuted for such abuse. So the abuse of woman, the abuse of the feminine, the human family, having attributes of masculine and feminine. We, the human family, oh my God, it's so wonderful to know something of the truth of the scripture. When you research the word wilderness in the New Testament, I've not done it in the Old Testament, but the word wilderness. Now, when John the Baptist was in the wilderness, okay? And then Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. And then at various times, Jesus, Yahushua, would go into the wilderness to pray. That word wilderness has to do with land that is arable, I think that's the word, arable, ready to produce, ready to be cultivated. But it's wild, it's forsaken. Nobody using that piece of land. It's a wilderness now. Now you have wild animals, wild beasts. Wild reality has overtaken that piece of land. But that whole construct also describes a people, this is in the definition, who have been forsaken by the leadership, by the kings and the queens and the princes and the princesses and the presidents and prime ministers. When you check the definition, it talks about how the people have been forsaken and left to be destroyed. And then when you go into the Old Testament and you research the word widow, the word widow in the African Hebrew has to do with a woman, a wife that has been forsaken by the husband and left destitute and destroyed. And so the leadership has slapped and abused the feminine reality of the human family, the masses of the poor working class people. And when we abuse one another, it's as if we are abusing our sacred feminine side. And so these words, when they come out masculine and they come out feminine, is to teach us something of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. All right, computer. Yeah, so, they smile at you on one cheek, offer the other. Meaning, you understand why the sister and the brother is abusing us like they are abusing us. We understand that it is the system that is doing this to us. We understand that it is the system that has caused the divisions and the hatreds. So offer the other. Forgive your sister. Forgive your brother. Don't beat them down. Know that it's because their minds aren't right. Maybe they've been sent by the CIA, the FBI. Love them and treat them right and teach them that we are in this struggle to overthrow the system so that the people don't have to live like we're living. It says, when they take away thy cloak, to take means to remove, to take from someone, to take and apply. So is this saying that when your sister and brother is so desperate, watch this now, this is causing me to think about something. You know how many of us have been driven into criminality, acts of criminal behavior, no job, no way to live in a way that we should live. So now criminal activity, now stick up man, now carjacking, now home invasion and robbery. So now someone robs you of your coat, robs you of your pants. You know that this person is suffering under poverty, and we don't want to suffer such abuse, but we, Jesus, Yahushua, is trying to get us to understand what's going on. So he's saying, forbid them not to take thy coat also. This is not just saying, you know, suffer abuse, but Yahushua is trying to get us to understand that we need to help one another. Don't withhold the thing from someone. Don't deny and refuse your sister and your brother who need something that you have extra of. This is not saying just lay down and suffer being robbed and abused, but this is trying to get us to think and understand that it's the system that is causing this criminal behavior. So let us work together and organize together so that we don't have to suffer such reality. Give to the mission. Give to the homeless. Give to your sister and brother. Cause them to join the struggle. Join the movement. So that together we can change our reality. He says, just what I was saying in verse 30, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. My computer is a little slow, but I wanted to try to hit this. There it is, this particular verse. Then him that asketh thee. So now someone is in need and is asking you for help, asking you to give them of your food, of your clothes, of something you have. See, Jesus comes to fulfill the law. This is Old Testament law. When your brother is in need, we are talking about how poor working class masses of people, international, can help one another through times of death, hell, and destruction as we come together, coalesce together, convalesce together to overthrow such system that has created such reality. The sister and the brother is asking you, come on computer, is asking you and me to help them with something. Don't deny them. Go back to my Bible where my computer's acting up again. Give to every man that asketh of thee. Your sister and brother is asking you for help, asking you to help them. And so give to them, provide for them, and teach them that we are working together to make it so that this condition does not last always. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Maybe this person is poor and disenfranchised and homeless, and they have to turn to criminal behavior. We don't want to suffer criminal behavior. But the word ask is to beg, to crave, desire. So this is a beggar we're talking about. Someone is begging you. This is a panhandler, we used to call them, on the street. This is someone who is begging for help, asking you to help them. Will you deny them? Jesus is saying no. This is how you know that Jesus is not talking about the wealthy ruling class and ruling families. They're not begging for help. They're not beggars in the street. Remember the parable we spoke of earlier about the rich man who did not want to help Lazarus? The rich man wasn't a beggar. It was Lazarus that was the beggar. The advice to the rich man is help that man in the street. Help that man and woman at your door begging you. Create a system that reality is done away with, that there are no beggars. That's Old Testament law. Old Testament law says no poverty among you. When your sister and brother need something, you lend to them liberally. And verse 31, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. This is advice to us, that when we get into power, we're not going to destroy people. We're not going to create warfare and bloodshed. We're not going to create fictitious narrative, lie on some leader to justify warfare and justify destruction like is being done in Syria, like was done in Libya. Lie on Muammar Gaddafi, cause the people to hate Muammar Gaddafi, cause the people to support killing and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction, and then watch as Christopher Stevens, a ambassador for America, who was in Libya working with, I believe, Turkey and those regions to facilitate more killers, more death, and more bloodshed, and then someone killed Christopher Stevens, and we are not happy. But he was working to kill sisters and brothers in Libya, and then he suffered the same. And that whole scenario was used to create more division in government, because those loyal to Republicans wanted to see Mitt Romney, according to Webster Tarpley, these Republican loyalists wanted to see Mitt Romney ushered into the presidency over Barack Obama, and Barack Obama was doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class, facilitating the killing and destruction in Libya. So you see how the hatreds and the push and pull for power and influence. And so we, the poor working class masses, are to understand these realities. And we, when we get into power, we are not going to do like the wicked. Like how we want to be treated is how we will treat men and women. Verse 32, for if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. What good is it, man and woman of God, to have the attitude of the wicked ruling class and only love those who love us? The whole point of this teaching is to go amongst the sisters and brothers of the human family who are full of the hatreds, animosities, and enmities that have been given to us by the wicked ruling class. And when sisters and brothers hate us for standing up for the truth. We have to love them back. Love them with the love of God. Love them with the love of the Most High. And help them to join us to overcome all the hatreds. Verse 33. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. So when the wicked ruling class and ruling families, they do good for those that do good for them. They're elites. They're sellout, the sellout leadership that have sold the people out, that have forsaken the people, that have caused we the people to be like the woman, the wife, left and forsaken by the husband, left destitute and destroyed. Those presidents and prime ministers who do that to the masses of the people because they are following the dictates of the wicked ruling class and families. The wicked ruling class and families treat their little minions good. They treat their little presidents and prime ministers, heads of government, financial, educational, and religious institutions well. Those that continue and propagate a system of death, hell, and destruction on us are treated well by the wicked ruling class and families. But sometimes the wicked ruling class and families will yet turn on their own that they created. Look at Hitler, prime example. That man was raised by the house of Rothschild, created by the house of Rothschild, fed his wicked and nasty and filthy ideology. What was that ideology? Kill and destroy poor working class white people. That's what Hitler was doing. Kill and destroy physically disabled, mentally disabled. Kill and destroy poor working class Caucasian Jewish sisters and brothers. Kill and destroy poor working class white people all over Europe. But when the wicked ruling class and families were finished with Hitler, they got rid of him. So Yahushua is saying, you do good, period. Do not think and act like the wicked ruling class. Verse 34, and if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much gain. This system of lending and borrowing, this system of debt and usury is illegal against God, against the people, destructive of the people, against God's laws. So Yahushua is speaking what Moses said. Moses said, when your brother and your sister is in need, you lend to them liberally and you don't ask for it back. This is what Yahushua is saying, because we have to stand up for one another and heal one another and help one another. The sister and brother is in need and is asking of your sustenance so they can survive. And so we are doing that, but we're also working for the day that this system that has created such reality is done away with. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.